Siman Tafresh Hey. This is the second Siman in Hilchos Yom Kippur. Talks about the minig of doing kaparos on Erev Yom Kippur. Says the Mechaber, Mashin Ogin Lasos Kapara be'Erev Yom Kippur, Lishko Tarnagol, the minig of doing kaparos, we take the chicken, you swing it over your head, and then you shecht it, I'll call Ben Zachar for every male, V'lo Mar La Psukim, says the Mechaber, Yesh Limnoa HaMinig. We should not do the minig of kaparos. Why not? Says the Mishabura. Sif Katan Aleph, Mishim Chshash, Darkei Ha'amori. Now this minig goes back a long, long way. I think it comes from the time of the Gaonim. The Orchos Chaim brings down, the Beis Yosef brings down from the Orchos Chaim that the Ramban asked it, Mishim Darkei Ha'amori. It's acting in the ways of the Goyim. And the Beis Yosef himself writes that the minig in the city of the Rashba and also Rav Haigon was to do kaparos. But the Rashba himself held that it was also. The Darkei Moshe on the tour brings down that our minig is to do kaparos, and that we'll see right now in the Ramah. So the Mechaber is against kaparos. And the Ramah says, Hagal, the Yesh Me'agonim Shekosvu Minig Zeh, V'chein Kosvu Oso Rabi Min Ha'acharonim, V'chein Nogim V'chol Medinos Eilu V'in Lashanos, Kihu Minig Vasikin. This is a very choshev minig, says the Ramah, and you should not be mevatel the minig. So here's actually very interesting. The Mechaber says not to do it, the Ramah says to do it. It seems that this is much more done by the Sfardim than by the Ashkenazim. So I saw in the Piskei Tshuva brings down from the Kaf HaChayim and the Arizal that they both held strongly from this minig, and therefore Bizman HaZeh, the minig amongst most Sfardim, is in fact to do kaparos. And Ashkenazim also do kaparos. We'll see that there's different ways to do kaparos. Mishabura Sifkat and Beis, it's a minig vasikin, it's a very chosh of a minig, the minig of kaparos. Says the Mishabura V'yachshov, a person who does, that while he's doing kaparos, should have in mind, Shekomash Osin La'ofazeh, all that we do to this bird, Hakol Hayaroi Lovu Alav. It was all, he was deserving of all this punishment that we are inflicting upon the chicken. Vaidei tshuvaso, and through our tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu masalek hagzera me'alav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu removes evil decrees against us, chas v'shalom. V'niskayin digmoso ba'of hazeh, all that was supposed to come to us, we do tshuva, we're zoche, be'ezrat Hashem, only to good, and all the bad, lo aleinu, that was supposed to come upon the Jews, is going on the chickens. V'chein kosra ha'rishonim tam ha'korban ha'bo'al ha'shogig. Rishonim, right, that's the reason. If you can give a reason, the Rishonim give a reason for the Korban Chatas, when a person does a Chet B'Shogeg, all that we're doing to the Korban, in shechting it, and everything else that's being done to it, really deserves to be done to us. We're doing Tshuva, Hashem should accept our Tshuva, and all of our suffering should go on to the birds. And the Shara Tzion points out in Sifkat HaBeis, Kidugmas Dal Mises Bezdin. The bird is experiencing an example, a sampling of Dal Mises Bezdin. Shazarka L'ofach HaShchita. After they shecht the chicken, they throw him down. Huke Ein Skila. That's like Skila. Umasha Shochei Tofso B'Tzavar. He grabs him by the neck. That's Chenek. V'Shochto. That's Hereg. Umacharchen Oso B'Eish. And then he singes him in fire. Hu Dugmas Sreifa Hereg V'Chenek. Okay. Mishabura says in the middle of a very large Sifkat HaBeis, Kol Aseres Yemei Tshuva Hu Zman LeKaparos. All of Aseres Yemei Tshuva is the time to do kaparos. V'Noagin, the Ramo continues, B'Kach Tarn Go Zachar LeZachar U'Nekeval Lokhin Tarn Go Let. You take a male for a male and a female for a female. B'Di'evet, they say that you Yotze either way. V'lochin the meuberet shtei tarnagolim. You take two tarnagolim for a pregnant woman. Ulai teled zachar. Maybe she'll have a boy. Okay, so for a pregnant woman, Rashi Mishabur says sifkat and gimel based tarnagolim. Dainu tarnagol v'tarnagolet, a male and a female. Tarnagol shema vlad zachar. So the tarnagolet is for the woman, and the tarnagol is maybe she'll have a boy. Maybe there's a boy inside. Tarnagol Shem Avlad Zachar. V'tarnagol Shafilim Avlad Nekeva. Oh, what if the the baby inside is a female, yiskapur shneim, he asma vavlad ba'achas. Then they'll both be yotze kaparas through the one female chicken or rooster. Vafilu shnei bnei adam yichol nikach kapara achas im ein yodam maseget. Says the Mishnah Berurah, this is not just a female baby inside the womb of the female mother, but any two people who want to, who, if funds are tied on money, they can fulfill kaparas together with one chicken. Ubochrin, says the Ramah, b'tarnegolim levanim, we take white roosters, alder shenemar, because of the pasuk that says, im yuchat ha'echem kashanim, if your sins will be white, if your sins will be red, I think. Kashela galbinu, if you admit your sins, and then Hashem will give us kapara. Okay, here there's a seder hadvarim. Why dafka do we do a chicken? Why don't we do any other animal? So the Torah says we do dafka chicken because it's more commonly found. And also a rooster is called a gever, and a man is called a gever. And they're saying that sechvi vina, sechvi. Well, there it's called a sechvi. But in other places, the rooster is called a gever. And a man is called a gever, so again, that which is supposed to come to the man should go onto the rooster. So the best way to do it is with a chicken. The second best way is a different behema or chaya. Number three is fish that you see at the end of Sifkat al-Dalad, v'yesh omer filu dagim. And the fourth best way of doing it is with kesef. That's the most practical way to do it. Until you're zochet to have children come home from cheder with a picture of a rooster telling you that you have to do kaparas with a rooster. So most people, where we come from, use money. And when you're zochet to have children coming home with pictures of roosters, so then you find a way to do kaparas on a rooster. The Ramah continues, the minig is to give the kaparas to aniyim, olifdosam b'mamon, or to buy the chicken and then give the money to aniyim, olifdosam b'mamon shenoslim l'aniyim. Bekitzer, the proceeds go to aniyim. The Eish Makomos Shinogin Lelech Alakvaros, there are places where they have a minig Erev Yom Kippur to go visit the cemetery, with Harbos v'tzedakah, and to give a lot of tzedakah, Shuva Tfilu Tzedakah, Ma'avirna Yisro Agzera, Vakol Minig Yofa, the Yeish Lahasmer Shchita Sakaparos Miyad Achar Shechziru Olav, they should do the Shchita right away, V'samach Yadav Olav, Dumos HaKarbon, he should put his hands on it like a carbon, the mitzvah of doing smicha to a carbon. Here, well, first of all, the Mishnah Berurah writes in the second half of Sifkat Vav that a person kasa achron and demisha poda osal veish b'yodam oz ma'aser shalolo yifte ben rak b'molo shalchulin. A person should not use his ma'aser k'safim for kaparos. He should use regular money, money that belongs to him. And Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Ches, when he talks about smicha on the animal, yeisha kasa v'sheyesh l'mno adav rezat, you shouldn't do smicha on the chicken. The nira kim makdish kachim v'shochlam b'chutz. Looks like you're bringing a carbon outside the base of Mikdash Chas V'Shalom. Others say, no, you don't have to worry about this. Because you can't bring a tarnagol on the Mizbeach. So therefore it does not look like Kachim Bachutz. You throw the innards of the animal onto the rooftops of a chatzer or in the chatzer. Where the birds can eat the innards of the shechted kaparos, chickens and roosters. Mishnah Berurah here says, Sifkat on test, very important. Vizorkin, why do we throw the innards of the animal for the birds to eat? Shederech atanagolim lizom min hagezel. Because the derech of roosters is to feed themselves off of gezel. Ubnei hame'ayim, and the innards of the animal, heimakelem rishonim shemekabim hagezel. The innards are the first kli, the first part of the animal that receives the gezel. I guess the animal is subsequently nourished and sustained by his eating and it affects his whole body, but the stomach is the first kli that's affected by the gezel. Lochei marchikin atzman milo'ochlom, and therefore we separate ourselves and go far away, we don't eat it. Kelitin alibo, in order to teach us and to internalize the idea, laharchik min hagezel, that we have to stay far away from Geza. The gamishum rachmanius kishem shemarachim labrios the farnison yirachamu alav min hashemayim. Also, just rachmanus, just like we're marachim alabrios. Kishem shemarachim alabriot the farnison yirachamu alav min hashemayim. Just like Hashem is marachim alabrios. That's how I understand this. And mefarnes the brios, so Hashem should be marachim on us. Okay. The important part of this sifkatan is we do different things many times in Judaism that is not a mitzvah mitzvah Torah. Here it's a little simple minhag, throwing away the innards of the animal, but there's a very, very important lesson behind it, and important not to take the tafel and leave the ikr. Important to internalize this message and understand to stay far away from Gezel. The first question one is asked after 120. Nasata v'natata b'amuna, did you deal honestly in business? Very, very, very important. Aside for every other reason in the book, also leads to chilul Hashem, chas v'shalom, the most chomer aver in the Torah. And when one acts properly in business and he's honest, that's a kiddush Hashem, and with that he fulfills the most chashuv mitzvah in the Torah. We should be zocher to spend our lives living al kiddush Hashem.